Hi, and welcome to the Latina CEO Identity Podcast, a show for Latinas who want to take the unconventional path. I'm so happy you're here. I'm your host, Liz Fernandez, a first-generation daughter of immigrants and therapist turned multi-six-figure CEO and identity coach. I help Latinas create and claim their identity as booked-out coaches and entrepreneurs. In this show, you will have a space to help you realize just how gifted and extraordinary you already are, so that you start tapping into your gifts and start creating your Latina CEO identity. ¿Lista? Let's get into today's episode. Hola, and welcome back to another episode of the Latina CEO Identity Podcast. I'm your host, Liz Fernandez. Before we dive into today's episode, I want to let you know, if you've been wanting to work with me one-on-one, now is the time for you to book a consultation call with me to see if we can work together and if it makes sense for you. If you are in a place where you know that you want to cut your therapy caseload in half and you want to grow your income beyond private practice, and you want to do that through coaching, I invite you to come and work with me instead of one-on-one coaching. I am now accepting clients for one-on-one coaching. And so you can go to the link in my show notes so that you can find the direct link to get on my calendar and schedule that call to see if we are a good fit to work together in one-on-one. Usually what happens in that call is we jump on, you share a little bit about where you are, I ask you some questions, and then I formulate a little plan to see how I can support you, and we'll see if we're a good fit for where you are right now in your journey. And so if you know that you want to expand your income this year and you want to have a smaller private practice, that is your goal, you want to have more time, you want to have a better quality of life, I invite you to come work with me in one-on-one coaching. This is exactly what I support you with inside, and it's very custom to where you are in your journey. And so book that consultation call with me. You can find all the details in the link in the show notes. And that is how you can currently work with me, the only current way. And so without further ado, let me share with you what we are covering in today's episode. So in today's episode, we're going to explore the mindset shift that therapists may need to make when transitioning to coaching, and how really embracing the coaching mindset can help you really unlock new possibilities for your personal and professional growth. And so I want to just acknowledge that, you know, it's very normal for you to have some type of resistance, right? It's very common for therapists to feel resistance when considering a new approach and adding coaching to the work that you're already doing, right? Especially because getting your degree, right? Getting your degree is something that you worked very, very hard for. And so this episode is really going to unlock all the different pieces that are going to help you just kind of have that perspective shift of how adding coaching to your work can actually amplify your impact and really help you create a larger movement, right? And really help you hone into your voice and do bigger things that you want to do outside of just being a therapist, right? And so if you are someone that really wants to leave a legacy in the work that you do, and you want to either start a podcast, you want to be a speaker, you want to monetize your skill set outside of the therapy room, this episode is really created to give you an overview of the benefits that come with really expanding beyond, you know, the therapy room and adding coaching to your work, which then will create a ripple effect of you learning to own your voice and also support you in monetizing your skill set overall outside of the therapy room. And so that is what we're going to be diving into today. Lista, let's go straight into the episode. One of the most common questions that I get from therapists that want to add coaching to their work is, what is the difference, Liz? Like, what is the difference between therapy and coaching? And if you're new to my work, there's actually podcast episodes that I have from the past that you can listen to where I clearly describe the difference between therapy and coaching. And this is something that I get very often. And so really what I want to get at with this is that when you are thinking about adding coaching to your work, it's going to be very helpful for you to know not only what the differences are between therapy and coaching, but also really looking at, you know, how is your skill set going to transition into this work, right? And so
One thing that I commonly see is a therapist have resistance to adding coaching to their work because they don't know that they have the skill set already. A lot of you will think, you know, maybe I need to go get a certification, or then what did I work so hard for? And so really what I really want to break down for you today is really how you can embrace, right? Embrace solution-focused work versus diagnosing work, right? And so how refreshing could it be for you, right? If you are someone that is used to diagnosing your clients or really following this, this training that you received, right? Which is pathologizing clients. And even if you don't at your core believe in that, right? It's very common that in order for you to get paid, for you to, you know, take insurance, a lot of insurance requires that you diagnose your clients. And so the first thing that I'm really going to break down for you is how coaching really supports you in taking a solution-focused approach, right? And so in therapy, you are very used to diagnosing, and it's almost like this clinical training that you received. And so it's really all you know, right? Depending on what field, what part of the field you're working in, right? It could be that you are working in a school setting. It could be that you're working in a clinical setting. No matter where you are working, therapy usually requires you to really do diagnosing work, focusing on the past. And so when you embrace adding coaching to the work that you do, what this allows you to do is really to take a little bit of a break from the processing and the diagnosing work, and instead help you shift into more of a solution-focused approach where you are actually able to help your clients and guide them from where they are to where they want to go, and to give them suggestions, right? Very different from therapy. And so you might be thinking, okay, Liz, that sounds amazing. That sounds like a breath of fresh air. But, you know, if I'm so used to diagnosing, if I'm so used to processing the past and heavy emotions, right, and doing crisis work, how am I supposed to now shift out of that and not let that therapy take over me when I'm in a coaching session? So this is a great question that you're asking yourself, right? Because it's one that a lot of my clients come to me with, and this is something that I support them through inside of one-on-one coaching, really identifying, okay, when can I take this hat off, right? When can I take the therapy hat off versus when can I put the coaching hat on? And so inside of private coaching, I actually support you in identifying, right, what are the different modalities from therapy work that are going to support you in staying more in a coaching lane. And so a lot of the times that really looks at you just giving yourself permission to say, okay, in this session today with this coaching client, I get to give solutions. I get to guide. I get to create a plan with them, right? Very solution-focused work. And usually what that looks like is doing a lot of mindset work around using cognitive behavior therapy work, right? Using person-centered work, right? And so also motivational interviewing, right? And so these therapeutic techniques you can integrate into coaching that will 99.9% of the time help you stay in this coaching lane without you feeling like you're tippy-toeing into getting therapy work. And so as soon as you start noticing, right, that you are, you know, processing very big feelings, that's when you can actually tell, right, that, okay, you can start building this awareness of, is this a little bit more on the therapy side, right? However, where your skill set really comes through is when you're actually able to bring in your therapy tools into the coaching sessions. This doesn't mean that you are giving your clients therapy, right? This just means that you have the skill set to support them at a deeper level with a lot more depth. And that is truly so transformative for the clients that you're going to be serving. And it's also very refreshing for you, right? Because you are used to diagnosing, you're used to doing a lot of the more, higher need work with clients. And so really the first point that I want to make here in you really embracing, this coaching identity and seeing it as something that, you know, is adding to your work versus taking away is this piece right here, right? Really embracing the solution-focused work versus diagnosing your clients. And so another thing that I want to mention here is that, you know, when you're working with your coaching clients, I want to just highlight the importance of reframing, right? Of reframing and helping your clients see themselves as capable, as resourceful individuals, you know, who have the answers within themselves, and you can still incorporate that into your coaching practice, right? Instead of seeing your clients as patients or them needing to, you know, to be fixed in whatever way, shape, or form, right? Or rescuing them in crisis work, right? In coaching, you really are able to bring your own approach to the work that you are doing and helping your clients trust themselves, right? Although you are going to be guiding them and mentoring them through getting from where they are to where they want to go, you can also have a lot of autonomy over how you coach your clients. And so in our work together, I actually support you in finding your unique style and how it is that you want to, you know, coach your clients in a way that feels good for you, so that you actually feel empowered and you feel, you know, excited to serve clients who are actually going to energize you. And so that's the work we do in one-on-one coaching. So the second piece that I really want to mention today is the importance of cultivating curiosity and creativity in this transition or this addition to the work that you're doing and adding coaching to the work that you're doing. And so really the beautiful part about this is that you get to explore the value of, okay, leaning in, getting curious with the approaches that you're going to be taking in this work, right? Getting creative. So I want you to imagine coaching being like the sibling of therapy, right? It's just like a sibling. And so both allow you to create deep impact and to help your clients transform their lives in different ways. And so when you are cultivating the sense of curiosity over, wow, how cool would it be to be able to support my clients in this way that I always wanted to, but I always felt limited by, right? By doing. And how cool would it be to integrate creativity into the work that you are doing, right? Versus just following the guys and the DSM-5, right? And so I want you to see that when you lean into, wow, coaching really can give me the sense of, you know, lighting up this fire in me that has been a little low in the last couple years, right? Because I've been in this work so much, right? I want to highlight how powerful it can be to cultivate curiosity, right? And creativity when it comes to seeing yourself as a coach and add the possibility of adding coaching to your work. And so again, right, in coaching, when you get curious, when you embrace this sense of creativity that you can add, right, I offer a lot of therapists that approach me and that I work with, right, to adopt a more exploratory, like open-minded approach to, you know, the interactions you're going to be having with coaching clients. And so one example that I can think of is one of my clients who I actually just had a podcast episode with last week. If you haven't already listened to that episode, it's really, really good. She highlights how she actually embraced her therapy and coaching identity. And so this episode was actually inspired by a lot of what we discussed on that episode. And she was able to incorporate tarot and energy work into the work that she's doing. And so she was able to lean into, like, you know, cultivating curiosity for what coaching could support her in doing through her work, right? She was able to lean into her creativity and bring in a lot of different tools and, you know, a lot of her knowledge and wisdom into coaching to support her clients from a holistic approach, a decolonized approach. And so this happened because she gave herself permission to really lean in and cultivate the sense of curiosity and ability to be more creative through coaching. And so when you do this, right, you're better able to offer new and new perspectives to your clients. You can encourage your clients in a different way, really to help them tap into their own intuition, right? If you are someone that is spiritual, if you are someone that has different modalities that you love doing, but that you always felt like you needed to completely burn your business, your therapy practice to the ground in order for you to be able to do all of these other things. Or maybe you're in a place where you have all these different certifications, but you haven't necessarily found a way of integrating all this other knowledge and wisdom that you bring right into your therapy practice. And so coaching allows you to do that, right? And so when you lean in again, it's going to support you in feeling a lot more at ease and really like releasing that resistance that you feel around bringing, adding coaching to the work that you're already doing, right? And so I don't want it to feel like this big daunting thing where it's like, well, I guess I'll do it, right? I want you to feel excited about it. And something that, you know, often comes up with my clients and a lot of the clients that I attract are clients that really want to create a longer impact. Like, yes, You want to, of course, double your income. You want to bring in more revenue into the work you're doing. You want to have more time for yourself. You want to have a small private practice. But in the long term, you want to be known for the work you're doing, right? You want your coaching program to evolve into you doing big speaking engagements where you are sharing about this work that you're so passionate about. You want to start a podcast, right, and continue to impact the world in that way. And so it should be something that really feels exciting to you and like just a breath of fresh air. And so that's the best way for you to approach this, right? Rather than really thinking of that just means, or making it mean, that you're going to completely throw away all the years of experience you have with therapy as a therapist. I would instead offer that you lean into how can this add to all of the work and career that I've already created, right, in my career. And so lastly, the third point I really want to bring us to is how, you know, really embracing the power of embracing, you know, the autonomy you're going to be having through coaching and embracing really experimenting with what feels good to you, right? We haven't necessarily as therapists been in a place where we get to experiment what feels good to us other than when we were in our traineeship. And so if you are a new and seasoned therapist, if you are a seasoned therapist, not new, because when you are new, right, you get to explore, okay, what modality feels better for me. But a lot of the times when you go into the field, you don't actually get to really lean into one modality you love, right? Because you're usually trained more as a generalist where you have to just adapt to all the different clients you're going to be serving. So for you, you might love CBT work, cognitive behavior therapy work, right? But you might not necessarily get a lot of clients that need that work. Maybe they need more work for like anxiety reduction or depression, right? Or whatever their diagnosis is. And so really what I want you to see is how coaching really allows you to embrace, have full autonomy, right? And embrace experimentation. And so if you're seasoned in, you know, your therapy practice and in the therapy field in general, you might have not been able to experiment much, right? Maybe you found a group already through your private practice, right? And so you kind of get the sense of it, but you're still not attracting fully 1,000% of your caseload being aligned clients. And so I really want to just highlight the importance of how coaching really gives you this full autonomy, right? And it allows you to like step back into that phase of experimentation, not from a place of you are starting over again, right? I want to note that, because you're not starting over. You're just getting to have more autonomy and flexibility and creative control over the way that you work in your day to day. And so when you lean in, right, into embracing this autonomy, right, in your coaching practice, you really are able to adapt your modalities, your approaches to meet the unique needs, right, and preferences of each of your clients. And so you get to do this in a way that feels good to you, that feels in alignment with you, that feels in integrity with you. And this is the power of what coaching allows you to do when you lean in, when you take these perspective shifts that I'm offering you, right, and help you leverage your skills to not only increase, you know, your fulfillment in the work you're doing, but to also continue to impact your community in a larger, deeper way. And you can already start to see how much more depth you're able to like create in the work you're doing, right, through really embracing this work. And so I encourage you, like really coaching and I both encourage you, right, to really release the rigid frameworks, right, that you were taught in your traineeship and or techniques, and instead just really lean into focusing on being fully present with your clients through coaching, right, as you start doing this work, so that you can really support them with the best quality of care, right, and with what they truly need. And when I think about a lot of the clients that I serve, so many of my clients want to continue working with the Latina population, with people of color, right, with people from marginalized communities. And so there's this common misconception, right, that you won't be able to do this if you are charging higher ticket rates for your work, right? And so what I want to offer is that is far from the truth. You actually get to continue to serve your community and your people because they've been looking for what you're going to be offering, right, your unique approach, for so long, and they have yet to find it. And so this is the power of what happens when you lean in, when you start opening your perspective, right, into embracing this coaching identity and seeing yourself as a coach and embracing the addition of coaching into the work you're doing to really help you expand beyond the therapy room, not only for increasing your revenue and income and fulfillment, but also to help further impact your community, which is what really brought you to this work, right? And so all of this to say, right, I mean, we're coming to an end here now for the episode. So I hope that this episode really supported you in giving you the perspective shifts that you needed to really support you in seeing the importance of embracing the coaching identity, the coaching world, the coaching industry, especially as someone that, as a therapist, right, that is considering adding coaching to your work or fully transitioning into coaching. And so I encourage all of you listening, right, to really reflect on the thoughts you're having about the coaching industry, your mindset, your beliefs about coaching, right? And to really approach this transition, this addition to your work with curiosity, with openness, and a willingness to really embrace new opportunities that can come from this experience and from this addition to your work. I hope that you took so much away from this episode. I clearly love talking about this work. I am very excited for every single one of you that's going to really see the benefits and the ripple effect of you adding coaching to your work. And so if you have any questions at all, if this episode was very helpful for you, you can find me over on Instagram. I post a lot about this work constantly all over social media, but you can also look back to other episodes that I've shared right on here. And that's what I have for you today. Again, if you know that you would love to work with me, if you know that you are curious about coaching and you want to make the pivot or you want to make the addition or you want to transition fully right into coaching, I invite you to come work with me instead of one-on-one coaching. I currently have openings available and I'm taking on 3 new clients to start now. So go ahead and book a consultation call to work with me one-on-one in the link in the show notes. I invite you to schedule that call, see how I can support you. And really the goal of what happens in one-on-one coaching is supporting you in making this transition and helping you with the mindset that you need, right? To see how coaching can really support you in really, again, being more fulfilled, having a smaller private practice, and help you create what now feels unimaginable in your career as a therapist and really bring it to life, right? And so I hope, again, that you found so much value in everything I shared today that gave you a lot of perspective shifts. If anything resonated, feel free to screenshot this episode, share it on your stories, tag me at Life with Liz so that I can see it. I love hearing from you. And I'm just very excited for all of the future episodes that we have on the show. You're first to hear it here, but we are going to be doing a series where you're going to get to really fully walk through what it's like to go from the discovery of what coaching is to really fully bringing it to action and bringing it to life through the episode series that we're going to be having on the show. And so I, again, welcome you to share this episode with anyone that might benefit from listening. And I can't wait to see you in the next episode.
If you took value from this episode, make sure to subscribe, rate, and review the show. This will help other Latina CEOs find us. And if you're excited about this podcast, I invite you to take a screenshot and tag me on Instagram at Life with Liz. That is LifeWithHHliz. Mil gracias por estar aquí, and I'll see you in the next episode.